Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Debug Things for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Follow us at our blog, divadaysforlives.blogspot.com, and we also have a Google Plus page for the Diva blog, and you can find that on the blog. We also have a Facebook page, Diva Days, and a fan page, Diva Days for Lives. You can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. So a lot of places you can find us. I want to announce Nadia Portland is having her media day on Tuesday, so you will be seeing a lot of Nadia interviews out and about. Basically, we all get 10 minutes on the phone with her. So if you have any questions you want me to ask Nadia, you can tweet me. Again, that's at Diva Duel. And this is, I love getting questions from fans. So, and we will have the audio for that interview probably early evening. I don't know yet what time my interview is. It'll be sometime between, I think, 3 and 6 Eastern. So hopefully I'll have about 7 p.m. Eastern. So that's Tuesday. And
cool.
And I didn't put on a schedule yet. I'll probably start promoting it this week. We're still interviewing Patrick Muldoon and Christy Clark, February 21st, Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's a live call-in joint interview with the both of them at the same time. So put down your calendar and mark
that's
that down.
Fun.
And yeah, and if you can't make it and you want to tweet me questions for Pat and Christy, you can do that too. And my tech issues did not improve that much this week. iTunes sent me an email, I think, Tuesday saying we're accepted on iTunes, but the page might not be up for 2 weeks. And then the girl who was working on it for me, Rebecca, she took some days off, and then the new girl emailed me back saying, "I might have, we'll see what happens, and I might have to submit again." So you know, I got one positive email saying I'm accepted, and then I get a negative email saying I have to submit again for the third time. And if I have to submit again for the third time, I have to change the URL on the blog, on the Blog Talk Radio show again, and then resubmit, and that won't work. And again, I'd have to get Blog Talk Radio to submit for me like I did the last time. And we'll just go through the past month all over again. So,
it's appropriate for Groundhog Day, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie
like
was
Groundhog
out today.
Trying to get a, get a page
playing
on
that
iTunes
over and
is
over.
Like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it can't be that hard getting a page in iTunes. So once we are on iTunes, I will announce it everywhere so everybody knows. And, then,
and we'll all breathe a sigh of relief.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Finally.
But we do have to put all the archive shows up there manually ourselves. They'll only update the new shows as they happen. Like within 24 hours, new shows end up on iTunes.
So you can still do a search for Diva Abdul on iTunes and find them, right?
Right. Right here on our page.
We just don't have our own page. Okay.
We don't have our own page, but you can download the show on iTunes.
Right.
From here on Blog Talk Radio and also on the blog. There's a little button there. It just says iTunes, and you just click on it, and our show will go down to iTunes for you. Yeah, we're just trying to get our own page. So that's the issue with that. Now, the issue with the blog, getting divaabdul.com as the domain name that I purchased, I looked at the page again. It says it links automatically for you. No, it does not. And I found out Blogger has had this issue for 4 years. So, and then this is so stupid. I had to log into my administrator account, which I didn't know I had. But the thing is, it doesn't work, and you have to reset your password. So I reset my password, and then they give you all these directions about how to change code and this, that. And yeah, I don't know why they keep thinking I want to change code and all this. And I did all that, and it's still not working. this because now bloggers saying they can't verify I bought domain my domain name even though I bought it through Blogger. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So they can't verify. Yeah, they can't verify. Yeah, they can't verify I'm the owner even though I bought it through them. Yeah. So that's lovely. So we're still working on that. So you still have, but if, even if you Google Diva Abdul, we show up for number one. So on Google anyway. But yeah, so just bookmark our site. It's a lot easier. You know, this is third time that all that.
Well, yeah.
So, well, I didn't, you know, when what I came up with the name, I wasn't thinking Diva, daysofourlives.blogspot.com would, you know, be such a long name. So, you know, so hopefully by next week, maybe everything's working. So, but let's not count on that.
Hopefully internal.
Yeah. Oh, and let's pimp the hat, guys. I really didn't see them on that much this week. Oh, I know. Yeah, Bob and I were talking about Michelle. Yeah, we were talking about Michelle Malkin this week. That was about it. So,
seeing them on.
Yeah, so follow at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Oh, and Mark Hapka tweeted this picture. I guess the cast from The Office a few years ago actually filmed at his house.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
But, yeah, when Steve Carell was still on the show a couple of years ago, and he tweeted a picture of him and John Krasinski and Rainn Wilson all in the front yard of his house. So I did not know that. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So that's done with the pimping. We're done with the pimping. We have our K correspondent, Anna.
Hello. At Coffee Hooch.
Yes. Coffee. At Coffee Hooch. And yes, and there were some great Kate stuff this week. So,
and Mary
Ann.
Mary Ann,
yeah,
too. At Mama Hooch.
At Mama underscore Hooch.
Hooch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, still there.
Yep. Underscore the hooch is underscored. Is that?
I mean, I don't know. You know, when I went on there the first time on Twitter, I tried putting it on without that, and there was somebody else with that name, I guess, or wouldn't let me do it. Yeah. I don't know where she's at, but I haven't seen her.
She's not as good of a hooch.
She's not,
as you
I'm
are.
Not following her. She's not following me. But yeah, that's why I did the underscore. Otherwise, because I. You know, I wouldn't have done that otherwise.
I was just joking that the hooch is underscored, like, I know what you mean for, in terms of the handle, but I was like, the hooch is underscored for emphasis. No, I'm kidding. Yes, the Kate, there was some Kate today. She's on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yay. A lot of crying. Kate seems to be in a downward spiral at the moment, which, you know, she's awesome, you know, no matter what. I hate to see Kate in pain, but... because I love her, but, you know, she had some scenes with, I love her scenes with Will, and she was ready to go to battle with Nick for Will and fire him and everything and revoke his parole and everything else, and Will is in trusting, naive mode, as opposed to last summer with EJ plotting, going toe-to-toe against CJ and everything, you know, evil Will. He's now naive, trusting Will again. So he seems to think that Nick has the best of interest, you know, everything, his best interest at heart in the babies. So he basically told Kate to back off, that Nick and Gabby and he and Sonny are all one big happy family, and they'll all be raising the baby together, and everything is rosy, and we know that's not true. But anyway, so Kate, you know, backed off, and she said, okay, if he's being good to you, then all right, I won't. And she makes a point of meeting up with Nick to give him his parking pass and, you know, all that new employee stuff that usually your assistant does, but, you know, in this case, the CEO decides she's going to deliver it by hand to the new employee. But, you know, a rather pointed message that he better watch out, and that he will be working a lot of overtime, a lot of time at the office, and very, you know, little time at home with his little wife and baby on the way. So Kate, you know, put her stamp on him. He's now got the message that she's going to be on him like, you know, whatever. But, and I must say, Blake Barris is playing this character to the hilt. I love to hate him. He's become a character I love to hate. You know, when he first came back, it was, I just was kind of tired of it because Nick was on every day with the whole prison story and everything. And then he was, like, super nice, Nick, for a while. And I was like, oh, he, Gabby, you're kind of cute. And, you know, he's a nice guy. But now those layers are starting to really, really show up. And I'm loving Blake's portrayal. He's doing a great job. So I'm excited. Hopefully we'll get to see some scenes with Nick and Kate at the office and see her really putting the screws to him and him probably turning the table on her a few times and stuff. So let's hope there's some good mind games going on with them at the office soon. And then, let's see, and then she had, most of her scenes this week seem to be with Billy, because Billy has suddenly decided that she just cannot take her mother anymore, that she just cannot deal with the fact that her mother is obsessed with trying to ruin Chloe, and, you know, which, I mean, come on, that just kind of comes with the territory. If you're related to Kate, you just accept the fact that she is probably after somebody, you know, one reason or another. But, you know, Billy just has decided suddenly she must have finished her guaranteed episodes, so she's now wrapping up and moving back to Europe for this great new job that she got. But I have to say, the scenes with Kate and Billy were really touching, the ones where she's saying goodbye and everything. I mean, and we haven't gotten to see Lauren do the ugly cry for a while, really, and she really got to do the ugly cry with the mascara coming down her face and everything. And nobody does mascara crying like Lauren Coslow. So we got to see some pretty emotional scenes with Kate, you know, feeling bad about herself and feeling like she let, you know, that she disappointed Billy. And, you know, they left with a hug, and it was very, you know, emotional and everything. But obviously, Lisa Rinna's time was up, and that's why she was leaving. But they decided to make her exit another ding on Kate. It seems like Kate's been beaten up a lot lately. So, it's like everybody's picking on Kate Week or something. But those scenes were really touching. And also, kudos to Kate's nail polish this week. It was rocking. So, anyway, I think that was pretty much. Did I leave anything out? I think that was the majority of the Kate scenes.
I think Lisa Rinna, I think she quit because she's on Celebrity Apprentice again.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Did that happen up yet?
Yeah.
Was it her choosing to go and not them getting rid of her? Like, she wanted to go?
I think she wanted to go.
Oh, okay.
No, I think not.
Has Celebrity Apprentice started to air yet?
No, but that's the thing. They film a couple months in advance.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I missed it. I like that series, so I thought I'd missed it or something. So, okay. So anyway, it was kind of sad. She said Billy said something like, "I come back, I always do," and I was like, "Oh, it's kind of poignant." But Lauren did a great job again. You know, I need to tweet those two and tell them I really enjoyed those scenes because I watched them today and they were really, really good. So enjoyed that. So I think, you know, between Kate's story coming up and some of the stuff going on with Nick and Gabby and all that. Looks like she's going to be pretty involved with the whole Wilson / Gabby and Nick story. So Sammy seems pretty preoccupied with jumping down Gabby's throat on a regular basis. So
she's taking preoccupied with EJ.
EJ.
She's channeling
down his
channeling
throat
Kate.
Too.
Okay, so Marianna, you can do that. I haven't gotten to see the best of the Ajami stuff yet, but I know you were telling me earlier today how awesome they were. So you take it from there on that because I haven't seen them.
Oh, okay. Well, I can. It started with EJ and Rafe, I guess, which led EJ to Sammy's place with Rafe, you know, being all his ugly, smug self, telling EJ that he was second choice because right before all the blow up at the wedding, him and Sammy were, you know, going to be together. So
So EJ's like a little bit upset about that. So he goes, I think, to confront Sammy. But then, or no, or maybe it was, yeah. And then, but Sammy went ahead of herself, and she decided, you know, she was going to tell EJ the truth, that how much her feelings for, you know, for EJ. So she was telling him that, and the one line that I really liked, that she explained to him that she came forward and said that, you know, her and Rafe were going to be together, but the reason that she didn't tell EJ or didn't say that, because she told him if she did say that to him, it would be like I would be throwing away you. That's how she said it. I'd be throwing away you. And then it would be final if she, you know, came out and told him that. And then she went on into saying that, and I think, I remember, I think Carrie said it on the Diva, one of her Diva tweets, that she said that there has been something between us from day one. And I thought it was when Carrie said, you said, yeah, a towel.
Yes.
I thought, yeah, that was Carrie's add to that. Yeah, when she said that, yeah. So then she, and Sammy's there, I'm tired of fighting, and she just, you know, poured her heart out to EJ, and just the reactions and EJ's look in his eye. And so then he said he was like losing patience with her. So she took that to mean, you know, that, oh, you know, he's going to just tell her to, you know, to get rid of her or something. But then they started kissing, and that kiss was, I mean, I'm thinking that all the jammies out there were all having orgasms out there, you know, finally.
It was a long time in the making.
It was just the way Sam, and it was Allison Sweeney, the way she was like happy, but she was crying. And and they're kissing, and they went into like a full, like, you know, kiss, and then what's his name starts rapping on the door, Rafe.
So
he interrupted that whole thing, and so they, you know, had it out there. And EJ, one of the lines EJ said that something about thinking of her, and he said that he was pretty much thinking of her and missing her every waking moment for the last 6 years. And I'm thinking, that sounds like a line from like every jammy fan out there, you know, when he said that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there was a lot of, I mean, the dialogue was wonderful, I thought. I mean, Carrie, you think, I mean, I just the lines that Sammy had, and what the things that EJ said to her, it's just everything. I'm thinking that if you're in a jammy fan, now I know there's some really diehard of jammy fans out there, so they'll, you know, I'm sure they remember it line for line. And I'm thinking it's everything that they think that they wanted each of those characters to say.
Wow, that's cool. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Jammy, but I'm happy for their diehard fans. That's cool.
Yes. So that was
I'm against Green to say I'm a Brammy fan, Brandon and Sammy.
Brandon and Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no. No, I liked all of her pairings. I even liked Safe in the beginning. But then Rafe kind of got on my nerves. But we do have Amanda on the line, so I'm going to bring her in. But so I'm sure
EJ, they still have the best chemistry, though, I think. You know,
So what does Amanda think about the whole thing?
How did it end? I was going to see, since I haven't seen Friday yet. What happened? I mean,
Friday.
Did they end
they're
up doing
kissing,
it yet?
Yeah, well, they were on the, you know, they still had clothes on. As Carrie, you know, I said, yes. So I said, did Sammy nail him yet? And I think Carrie tweeted something about no, they still had their clothes on at the end of the scene. But you know, it's that's coming up next week.
Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
That's coming up next week. I saw the previews or something, preview pictures. I guess that's coming up next week.
The preview pictures are on the blog too, and the video promo, which is about Jammy and. Faith gets into another huge fight with Reluctance
and
Fall. And
then EJ basically told Rafe, just stay away and everything. So,
Oh, and then Rafe said,
so good.
Rafe told EJ he came in,
that EJ came in second place and that Rafe dumped her. And so Rafe is kind of, he's kind of like being your douchey ex-boyfriend that insists that he got rid of you when it was kind of either mutual or you dumped him, you know, one of those type of deals.
And it's just the expression on James Scott's face, and he had that smile. And when he did that smile, they're starting, oh, my gosh. And just his, you know, everything. It was just perfect, I thought. I really enjoyed it, so.
Cool.
Oh,
well, that's maybe they were reading the Ejammy fanfic.
I don't know. I don't know, but I think the writers, whoever, I don't know who's writing for that. Maybe it's
Salmons,
that Richard Closen. I don't know if he wrote for them or not.
I was just looking, and Melissa Salmons, who's one of the newer ones, she wrote Thursdays, and I'm looking here to see who did Fridays. Here in a minute. But, you know, I've noticed that Melissa's been on some good scripts lately. I mean, like, I'd say the dialogue writing overall has been much more consistent lately.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that you could tell, I mean, I can still tell when it's the Coolitons, but because they're just, their scripts always stand out. But David Levinson and Melissa Salmons have both had some good scripts lately. So, I mean, I think David always has, but I've really noticed, because I usually, when a script is extra good, I have a tendency to go and look and make a point of looking to see who wrote that particular episode, and it seems like it's been pretty evenly spread between the Coolitons and Levinson and Salmons lately, so as far as the ones that I've noticed that stand out, so kudos to the script writers.
The only thing
and
missing
actually,
was...
Melissa wrote Friday's episode, too, so kudos to her.
Yeah, the only thing missing was EJ should have decked Rafe. I just wanted him to know. You know, Rafe was always coming after him. I mean, like when he was going out the door after Rafe, that's what I thought he was going to do, only he was just talking to him, but no. That's the only thing that was missing, that would have been the best ending to that. Wow. Well...
Sounds good. I'm definitely
going to
watch those.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'll get better next week, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, all week was pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm
here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amanda, what's
up? Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Oh, good. I'm going to apologize first because I'm getting over this cold, so my voice might sound a little weirder than usual.
Oh.
But I really
want to
know
better.
Tonight. Yeah, I just really want to call in tonight because I went, oh, there's so much to talk about. And I have to I have to say how much I loved Kate this week. Oh, my God, she was fantastic always. But,
didn't she? Oh, love her.
But I think what really got to me, and I don't know why this is the scene that got to me, is when Kate was talking to Will and he knew something was really wrong, and he's like, what's going on? Are you okay? And she looked like she was going to break down when he said that. I'm like, oh.
I know.
So nice.
That just broke my heart. Oh.
I think because it was him and she could let down her guard a little more. She was a little more vulnerable with Will, and I just loved it. I'm like, I'm so glad they're having scenes together, and they're just so great together.
That's a good point. Yeah, you know, and
isn't it
nice?
Used to be Marlena.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Nice
isn't it nice that they're actually remembering that Kate is his grandmother, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see her a lot more with Wilson and stuff. I think that's going to be fun.
Oh, yes. And we all know she loves Sonny, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm excited. I'm glad the tables have turned on that, because I was getting pretty sick last year when, you know, he kept saying, yeah, my grandma's the only one that knows or something, or, you know, or like... making reference to, like, the only one grandma that he had and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, and her acting like she wanted to hump him, you know, like Marlena, you know, like, that's your grandson. Remember, don't get so excited, you know. Like, but, anyway, so, I don't know, but seriously, sometimes it was like she'd get so giddy, it was like, is she high? I mean, what's going on?
Well.
It's like, it was just a little, it was bordering on weird. I mean, I love, the, you know, I I think it's cool.
Well, she's
busy
with Kristen now, so she's probably able to be away from Will now.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
She's busy with she's busy with Kristen. So she doesn't have time for Will now. So.
Right. Oh, but Rafe this week. I want someone to beat the crap out of him. I'm like so sick of his.
See?
Yeah.
He was not second choice, you jackass. You were second choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He acts like he was such a great guy, and then he's like with Hope. The scenes with Hope made me want to punch both of them. Hope's been getting on my nerves lately, but oh my God. Oh, she really loves you. She was telling me all this. I'm going, shut up, Hope. You know, it's like, why, you know, I find so interesting is, well, maybe she was lying about that too because all she does is lie. I'm like, just like your dumbass sister, maybe? But come on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whatever.
Oh, you think there was any foreshadowing there
lying?
Between?
What about Rafe lying saying he was Nicole's baby daddy for several months, even though no one
oh, yeah.
believed
oh,
him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that wasn't a lie.
Don't you know the Hernandezes can lie, and they're good people, don't you know them?
That's kind of like the Bradys, though, too. The Bradys, we had to put up with the perfect Bradys all those years, and they were just as you know, decrepit sometimes as the Damiras, but the Bradys always came out smelling like a rose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Rafe is, like, weird because one minute he's like, Will is basically trying to pressure my sister to getting an abortion. Will, give me a hug. What the hell is going on with Rafe? He's, like, schizophrenic. It's like, what the hell? You know? I don't understand his character at all. It's like he's all over mm-hmm. the place. And somehow we're supposed to like him. He's unlikable. You know?
Yeah,
I used to like
now
him.
He's really unlikable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, dear God, don't tell me him and Hope are going to, like, hook up or some crap. I'm like, oh, God, no.
I know. Did you think there was something there? Was
yeah.
that there all about? I mean, that look that she gave when she, I don't know, what was that look that she gave when she went out the door? Like, oh, is Rafe something about, that, like, Rafe came on to her feelings or something because he knew something was
yeah.
wrong? Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, like, where's Bo?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. No. Oh, God, no.
I don't like those two.
Hope to, I'm
together.
Not sure the biggest Hope fan. Even she deserves better than Rafe. I mean, come on. Please. Bless her way too sanctimonious together. They'd be really boring to watch. Get him with Nicole or something. Might be more interesting that way. I don't know. It's like, I just couldn't take Rafe. I keep calling him dumbass on Twitter. It's like, dumbass Rafe. I don't know. So what did you guys think of Brian this week?
I just thought it was creepy. He looked like Sonny's older brother.
God.
That was a little
I
creepy.
I know. I remember you wrote that. I just started laughing when you said that. It didn't even occur to me until I saw you when you tweeted that. I went, oh, my God, you're so right.
Yeah, they look a little – I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but they look too much alike. But I mean, that would have happened with a straight storyline, too. There's so many storylines about – someone there to pick up the pieces when there's a breakup and take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
usually
right.
that happens with ends up with a baby 9 months later, like, you know, like Will and Gabby.
Well, not this case. Yeah.
Yeah, but Sonny put an end to it, though. But it was kind of funny, though. Remember the jazz music he was playing? I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Really?
KG was like 20 years ago, people. I mean.
God. What really was irritating, I thought was so
yeah.
stupid, I didn't realize this until I watched it the second time, is that when Will was kind of skulking a little bit and he saw him there, he deliberately made put his arm around Sonny. I'm going, you douchebag, you know, come on. I really wanted Will to, like, punch him or something, but no, my God. But he could depress
mm-hmm.
Will. But you know what? I don't think we're going to see Brian for too long, but oh, my God, he's such an ass.
Yeah, I think he's going
like
off Sonny,
the run the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has to run the other direction. Like, Sonny, run. God. I'm like, okay, whatever, Brian. And then when he said, when he hunted down Will, then I was like, dear God, this guy's really nuts. And he goes, you know, basically, he's pointing out, you saw us, didn't you? And basically implying that they had sex. I'm going, oh, God, you know, please. It's way too smug, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, this is not going to bode well. But the only thing I like about it is that it's exactly how they'd like every other couple on the show. So they're treating
mm-hmm.
the gay couple as exactly the straight, which is nice to see. Most shows, they don't do that. When they have, like, a gay
yeah.
couple on, it was like, barely any screen time. They barely write them to be realistic at all. They're supposed to be super perfect or really boring. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I like what Daisy's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that and with the interfering mothers with Adrian and Sammy fighting. I think even Kate and Adrian almost had a throwdown, too. Yeah, and Justin's kind of trying to make peace between Adrian and Sonny, but Sonny's not happy that Adrian didn't like Will in the first place. And yeah, it's basically and a baby trying to split them up. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much a straight storyline, really.
You know the one scene I can't wait to see? When Sonny actually has a scene with Gabby, because she hasn't talked to her since the wedding, so I want to see that scene.
Oh, yeah.
He already doesn't like her because, well, Melanie's saying he's really not going to like her now. You know, because basically, you know, she's lying yet again about something else, drag his boyfriend in, and this whole lie about the baby. Oh, he's got to be pissed at her. I would be. You know, if I was Gabby, I'd be worried that Sonny might say something about the kidnapping, you know, because he has nothing to lose at this point.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Sonny knew about that.
I wish he would. I keep waiting for him to say something.
I think he's going to come out in the custody.
Is he afraid of Nick coming out, or because of that contract they signed with Justin? Even Justin knows this too.
Yeah.
You know.
And Justin is not. Justin really made me so happy this week. I'm like, if I didn't love Justin already, I would have loved it more. That scene was with him and Will. Then when he talked to Sonny, I'm like, oh my god. Like, do you have a lawyer? Make sure you have a lawyer. Because he knows he doesn't need one. And he's just being so nice and non-judgmental and just seeing where Will's head was at and not judging at all. It was really nice to see that. And he had the right to be angry because, you know, he hurt his son, you know. And I'm like, oh, I love you, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wally Hart is such a great actor anyway. He's going to get involved. You just know it.
Yeah, and speaking of parents, I think Nancy Wesley's supposed to be on. Is it this week?
Yeah,
supposed to come
I think
back?
So, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's supposed to come
back. They mentioned her a couple weeks ago, and I remember there was a spoiler out a while back that around the second week of February or so, or the first week, or first or second week, like around the 9th, or, well, the 9th is a Saturday, but sometime around there, it seemed like she was supposed to make an appearance.
Yeah. Oh boy. So what do you think? I think about Hope and Rafe. Do you think that's going to be Rafe's new love interest?
No,
I don't know. I hope not. I don't know if that's those little scenes.
I think
supposed
it's a red
herring.
It's a red herring.
You think?
I think they're letting the people audience believe that it'll be something else probably.
Yeah, I think it's a red herring.
But you think they're going
to
have hope?
Do
you think they're going to have hope with somebody? They're going to, if not Rafe, is it going
to
be someone else? Or, it is. If Bo doesn't come back, what are they going to do with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't just have her not with someone forever.
Have they had any rumors about Peter Ruckel or anything lately? I haven't been keeping track, but. Has anyone
nothing
said anything about him lately?
I haven't heard anything. Huh?
There's nothing going on with him.
Was there a rumor out there about somebody, an unlikely affair or something?
That's Nicole and Eric.
That's not unlikely.
It's a little too soon.
How unlikely?
I doubt
that's
it.
Like
no,
that was
it's,
almost
it's
inevitable.
It's not, no, it's not Nicole and Eric. I wouldn't surprise that they do have an affair, but
right, that's not a surprise.
But that's
unlikely because he's a priest.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's obvious because it's been the trajectory since day one. You know, so that would not surprise anybody. The only thing that's surprising is the collar hasn't come off yet.
Yeah.
And when
it was
going
off,
to?
He did have it off.
But it was wasted.
Yes. Well, there what a waste.
We need to get it to the point where, you know, she's in the room and he's willing and the collar's off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scenario I'm waiting for. I just think he is the most adorable thing. I liked him as Lucky. I mean, I didn't watch, I didn't come back to General Hospital regularly until Ian went back. But I did catch some episodes here and there over the years, and I always thought he was, like, so sexy as Lucky, and I'm so lucky that we have him on Dave now. But he's so, like, he's I love how he's in the middle of his family's drama. You know, it's so funny.
Yep.
It's like he's right smack dab in the middle of it. Wait, there's some feedback on there. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, I hear it a little bit.
The collar needs to come off and it needs to stay off, personally. That's what I think. But, you know, that's my opinion. But, yeah, I'm hearing a sound. Are you guys hearing a sound? Okay.
Okay, now it's better.
It's gone now. Yeah, it's better now.
I was going to say, hands down, the most boring scene this week had to be Danifer at the friggin' Green Mountain Lodge. They're like the most boring couple in bed I've ever seen in my life.
They are awful. I mean, I feel bad. I mean, I don't, because I love Missy Reeves, but I just cannot get into that pairing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the most boring.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't want him back with Chloe either. I mean, I'd kind of rather, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I've wanted him to kind of leave town for a long time, but, I mean, you know, nothing personal.
Yeah, he's a character I really don't care about. I don't really care who he's with. No.
And he always seems to be in the middle of something, and I'm like, why do they work so hard to keep him in the middle of everything?
What is it about him?
I mean, his little boy is adorable.
Others have left, and he's still there.
Yeah.
I get it.
But, but anyway, I mean, nothing against the actor. I mean, I liked him when he was I liked Dr. Perv when he was with Kate, but because he was a little bit less pervy. You don't know. Years ago, I had started a nickname thread at Sony back when when everybody was on the Sony board before Twitter was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I started it only lasted about 4 hours before the mods pulled it down, but it was a very popular thread. Those 4 hours, because I thought, you know, there should really be a place where we can collect all the fun nicknames we have for Dr. Dan, you know. Dr., we had all kinds of fun things that came up, but Dr. Doolittle Girls or, you know, stuff like that, because he was always after Chelsea and she looked like she was 12 and, you know. So those were good times. But, I mean, I'm just sort of indifferent when it comes to Dan, but Jennifer and Dan, to me, I just don't see any chemistry. I just don't. I mean, I know there's a few people I know that do like them, and I'm not, like, trying to be mean or anything, but I just don't. I agree, Amanda. I just don't see anything. They seem to suck the air out of the air.
Okay. Did you guys notice the scene at Jennifer's house when Hope was, like, undoing her Jennifer's blouse and getting open more? I'm going, what the hell is she doing?
It was funny, though.
Oh, my God. I do like the scenes with the cousins. I mean, I do like Hope and Jenna's cousins and everything. That's
and they keep telling her, loosen up a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Don't be so conservative, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She should have called Mama Hooch to tell her how to do it.
Right. That's right.
Mama _ Hooch.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think Hope needs to give her some advice, like, you know, helpful advice, like drop the Caroline Ingalls look, you know, because it's not working for you. I mean, Little House on the Prairie, yes, you know, at one time, like in the 1800s, the look was good. But no longer.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's how they dress Jennifer, too. So, you know.
Well, that's the frustrating
thing.
Start dressing
her like Chloe.
I mean,
you know,
Missy,
yes, she doesn't have as much up top.
Missy looks great. I mean, she's sort of like my contemporary age-wise, I think. And she is adorable, and she looks great.
If they put
the
right clothes on her, she could pull it off.
Yeah, it's just the wardrobe and the hairstyle sometimes. It's kind of just like, are you purposely trying to make her look like she could go out and put out a prairie fire? I mean, come on. I mean, it's just sad. And I feel bad for her because she's a really cute girl. You know, I don't know. I just don't know why they're doing that to her image on the show. But anyway, occasionally I get Christmas, because frankly I just watched the Christmas
episode last night. Well, that was always her image.
The good
her Christmas dress was kind of cute. You know, I mean, so sometimes she has some cute outfits on. It's just frustrating sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just keep thinking, okay, you know, Daniel keeps reassuring her, but I'm just like, first of all, I really don't care about Daniel and her or Chloe, but I guess I kind of like the fact that Chloe has a little bit of an edge now. I guess she's come back and they're using the motivation that she would do anything for her child to sort of, you know, motivate her or whatever, but,
right.
You know, I don't know. I never liked Dan Blomey, and I don't like him now, and I don't like Jennifer, so. Anyway.
Yeah, she's used, she used Parker, you know, to.
Yeah.
Jennifer actually zippered up her dress after Hope
broke
it down. Yes. So she didn't. When Dan showed up, it was back up again.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
Yeah, but Hope didn't like pull it down like really, really far or anything. But I mean, and Melissa Reeves
it made it look
out,
better.
Maybe Dr. Purvey has a petticoat pet fetish or something. We don't know about it. You know, maybe we don't realize. You know, he likes the. You know, maybe he likes bloomers and stuff. I don't know. Whatever they used to be called or whatever. No, anyway, I don't know. Back in the 70s? I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, Chloe really is Daniel's type. Jennifer really is not.
You can see Chloe more with Daniel than Daniel.
Yeah. Even though I don't want them back together, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is this? It cracks me up, that lady at work that, like, is always talking about how lazy Jennifer is. It cracks me up.
Oh, that Anne? Yeah. I think her name's Anne.
Right, though.
It's kind of funny,
vicious.
Though. You know, the golden
she's
child,
funny.
Jennifer Horton, and, like, this lady is, like, wanting to beat the crap out of
her. She can't stand her.
I actually
I think because
that,
she got her
I
job,
actually,
because I think she was up for that job that Jennifer got.
Yeah.
I think that's Jennifer.
Can you imagine that Anne person being your PR person?
No.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah.
That's not a good job for her.
I actually looked her up online to see who she was, because she reminds me a lot of, you know, Barbara Streisand had a younger sister, and she reminds me a lot of Barbara Streisand's younger sister, but she's too young for what her sister's age would be. But I was just curious. I thought, well, maybe she's like a niece or something, because she looks so familiar. She looks so much, I think she looks a lot like Streisand. So I thought, you know, I wonder if they're related, but it didn't say anything in her bio anywhere about it, so I don't know. But anyway, just a side note that's irrelevant.
You know what I thought was hilarious? Nick was Googling about Luke's the prison sentence. I'm like, is everything what Googling it? I mean, seriously? And I'm going, what was a little insulting is like he was like so shocked that someone who was gay could actually shot somebody. I'm like, really? Are you this stupid, Nick?
Yeah, after what you did.
I know. Huh? The Hypocrite of the Year Award. Well, what was even funnier is the search engine was called U-Search, E-W-E. I guess they didn't want to pay Google. I actually rewound it and looked at it again because I was like, is that really what it said? And it was E-W-E,
I didn't even
search.
Know that.
And I thought, I guess they really didn't want to pay Google for, advertisement or something. But anyway, I'm like, that would have been a perfect product placement. They could have, should have gotten Google to pay them or something. But,
It is supposed to prove how to. Well, I think it's so stupid because I think this week coming up, he's going to be setting up, you know, Will to, like, tape him and stuff. And what is stupid about this is that damn tape, even if he confesses on a tape, it's inadmissible in court. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This whole plan, you know, I'm like, are you this stupid? This is how delusional he is. He hasn't really thought this out.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's not admissible in court, you know, it's not going to help you at all. And what's he going to do? Threaten to turn you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't see his argument as a winning argument. Okay, so when Will was, you know, 12, 13, 14, I mean, attempted murder's bad, I admit, you know. I'm not trying to excuse that behavior. But, you know, this teenage kid does it versus, you know, he's a grown man and he killed somebody. You know, like, okay, so How does that, how when you're matching those two things up, how do you think you're going to win this argument? You know, because you've been convicted for murder and spent 4 years in jail for it. And I'm thinking,
right.
How does that make you father of the year over Will? But, you know, they're
right.
obviously queuing this up to be a Wilson versus, you know. But Blake, as I said earlier, Blake's doing a great job. He's got
mm-hmm.
me hating him. You know, he's got me hating Nick, but he's really good. He's a good actor.
You know what I really can't wait for is mm-hmm. I can't wait to see Nick's reaction and realize that EJ actually knows who shot him, who really did shoot him. And
oh, yeah.
What's hilarious is EJ
yeah.
has all the Demerit resources, the money, the power, and, of course, you know, Stefan will probably help, but there's no way in hell he's going to let Nick get away from this crap. Come on. He's going to make his life a living hell, and I can't
yeah.
wait to see that.
Yeah.
Or as EJ says, William, come on. And who? Because we all know he's, you know, it's not, I don't see the long-term plan for this because worst case scenario, the recording gets out, people hear it. Yeah, he'll be questioned. What was the question? But without cooperation, like EJ yeah, testifying it's true or some forensics ties to the old crime, he can't go to prison, you know, because people
mm-hmm.
make false confessions all the time. So it's not like it's concrete or anything, you know.
Right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, Nick, I know you're supposed to be smart, but you're delusional, man. And I'm like, Kate's going to, and if Kate finds out about this crap, holy crap,
yeah.
oh my God.
I know, I'm looking
She's
forward to that.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think Kate's going to be like, oh, hell no, you better leave my grandson alone.
Yeah.
Watch that out for
good.
Those brownies, Nick. Come on. I think his life's hell. And I can't wait to, I love Kate when she gets protective mode. I just love that.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This should be good. I'm actually looking forward to February sweeps this year. I actually think it's going to be, you know, good. I think they're queuing some good things up.
I just don't understand how Nick thinks he's a better father material than Will. I just don't understand that at all. Like, no, you're not. And I think it's hilarious is every time someone mentions the fact that Nick's face, that Will's the father, Nick looks like he wants to throw up. It's hilarious. I love it. It's like, yes, Doofus. But you know what? What's interesting about it is that there's so many people who know about Gabby's little secret. Like, you know, you got Sonny and then you got Chad who really hate Gabby. And I think what she and Nick has in their past, what they've done is way worse than what Will did. You know, Will shot someone, that's bad. But, you know, Gabby was delusional like Nick. She, you know, what she did to Melanie, if you liked Melanie or not, it was still a pretty horrible thing to do to somebody. And what her actions led to two people's deaths. I think that is way worse than shooting somebody in the back when they were like 12. I'm sorry. I think it's way worse,
mm-hmm.
you know? And at least Will had to face some consequences, like his father go to jail for him, and I'm sure that made him feel like crap. So there's some kind of emotional price. But I don't think Gabby has paid any price, and I think I would love to see her. I just want to see it so badly. Because I just think it needs to happen, or else no one's ever really going to like Gabby ever again, because she's really
mm-hmm.
unlikable right now. Except when she's in scenes with Will lately. Last week or two, I've kind of liked her again a little bit. And I like how
yeah.
it was at Nick the other day. You know, Nick says, maybe we should stay away from Will for a while. She goes, no, if Sammy's wants being horrible, Will's being great. And Nick looks like he wants to grind his teeth. I'm just like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it seems like Nick's going to be going behind her back and pull this crap off next week. I'm thinking, how is he going to explain to Gabby why Will wouldn't be around if Will goes along with it? Because she's going to be wondering, where's my best friend at? It just doesn't make sense. He's so delusional. You know? He doesn't power
yeah.
through, I don't think. I don't know. It'll be fun to watch, though. I'm not bored by any of this.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no. It's definitely gotten
yeah.
better the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right, go ahead.
It is, yeah. I think he's doing a great job. Blake Ware's is fantastic. And I think they needed to show somebody who wasn't, like, you know, I think, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, okay, it's fantastic. This is someone who doesn't think it's so fantastic, and you have to have that to counterbalance it, you know. But I really want to know what happened in prison. I mean, I don't want to go the obvious route, because that's just, well, obvious. But I think there's a lot to this, you know, and I'd like to find out more. And I know Blake's going to be great acting, because he's fantastic. So I can't wait to see how it plays out the next few months. Yeah, I don't want him near this baby, though. When he's born, I want him away. Not necessarily town, but keep him away from that kid. I'm afraid he might actually hurt her because he's so delusional at this point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think he's going to get worse and worse, and he should be around any kids. No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he's going to keep getting darker and darker, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, poor Will.
I hope they don't totally ruin him, though. I hope, you know, Nick eventually wakes up and says, hey, I'm really in a dark place now, you know, and need some help.
Did you notice he had some beard or some hair growing on his face this week? You know, it was kind of cool, but it was kind of almost like the Dr. Dan look a little bit, but, I mean, he looked better with it. But, you know, I thought, oh, that's interesting that they're kind of changing his appearance a little bit to be a little grayer. I don't know. Did anybody else notice that, or maybe it was just a coincidence? I don't know, but I think a lot of times actors will use their appearance to, you know, they'll change something about their appearance when, you know, to indicate story change or character development of some sort, or you know.
I like the Chad and Will scenes this week. I was like, it's about time they had a scene after the whole wedding debacle. And he's like, trying to, you know, I'm sorry, and all that stuff. But I thought it was hilarious is he said, he mentioned he overheard Sonny talking about how much he loved you. And Will goes, don't you think you should stop eavesdropping on conversations and reporting on them? And I was just like, and I like the little way he looked at Chad when he said it. Chad goes, but that's why you hear the most interesting stuff. I was just hysterical. I was so worried, you know what I mean? And I'm like, at the same time, I hear people, oh, Chad decided he was so horrible to Gabby. Well, he ruined the wedding. I'm like, shut up, people. I'm like, hello, they were all lying. Get over it.
Right.
You know, I don't think he did a bunch of bad things. Granted, the timing was a little bad. Come on, there have been worse things than weddings in Salem. Come on now.
Yeah, no one got shot. I mean, geez. You know.
Speaking of Will,
no one got shot. Like, yeah, with, you know, Will didn't have a gun up in the upstairs of the church, you know.
Right. So.
If it wasn't for Chad, that wedding would have been horrible.
Yes, it would have.
Thank goodness for Chad. I don't say that very often either.
But what I think is, I love how he got up and what he said. He's like, well, we'll talk about honesty. Don't you think you should be married to real fire, baby? I was hysterical.
Yeah.
And the other thing was hilarious is watching Chandler Massey's facial expressions to the whole damn thing. It's like, he's like, holy crap, this is really happening.
Yeah.
He's got the most expressive face on that show. I swear to God, you can just tell what he's thinking.
He's
like, holy crap.
The scene he gave, the face he gave Kate when Kate said she was going to get Nick's parole revoked. He was just shocked. He didn't say anything. Then
it was commercial break,
however. Yeah. It's like, you don't know your grandma that well, do you?
I think one hand he's like, okay, you don't have to do that. But at the same time, he wasn't really surprised you tried to say something like that because he knows how Kate is. Yeah, I think he just really doesn't want. But I think something interesting. I do think right now we have Will, obviously nicer, you know, more trusting Will right now. But I'm feeling the more crap that Nick does, the more he screws with Will. I think we're going to see that more manipulative Will start to come out, and I really want to see that because I think he's getting really fed up in some regards.
I hope so.
Because I love that side to him. Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I love that side of Will where Will and EJ were playing off of each other last year, and they were just, it was like a chess match, you know?
Yes.
And like I said at the intro, you know, Will, or earlier, you know, he's back, Will's back to his naive, you know, not conniving, not plotting way. But, you know, he's just being way too trusting right now. But I hope it does evolve that, you know, as it unfolds, I hope he does start catching wind of this and realizing what's going on. But
I think once he realizes he's being plotted against, he's being screwed over by Nick, I think we're going to see glimpses of it. And I think it'll be fun to see everyone's reaction to him doing this crap. Because I think, especially if EJ's been helping, and we know he's going to, I think we're going to see them kind of more partnering up, and it's so much fun. Because I just love when EJ and EJ together. It's so much fun to watch them together. Mm-hmm. But they can just look at each other as interesting, you know? How many times can you say that with actors on a show?
I think Marianne gets turned on when E. Jill has few scenes together.
Oh, yeah, I like E. Jill, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they're fantastic.
Good.
I like E. William better. That sounds better.
Oh, that's right.
William.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
That was pretty.
William. But I know everyone says E. Jill. I know that's, yeah, I understand. That does make sense. But I'm always like, it's just only because he always calls him William.
Yeah.
You
know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way he says William, oh, my God.
William, yes. Yeah. And Samantha.
Speaking of which, when, was it when E.J. had that talk with Rave, he's telling him, wanting him to stay away from... not only to Samantha, but from William, not causing trouble for him. He kept saying that this week. I'm like, oh, I love the way he keeps looking out for Will. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will has rights,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. He keeps saying that. It's like he's had his rights taken away, so he knows what it's like. He doesn't want Will to go through that. And I love that.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Next month, I think we're going to see a lot more development of that friendship. I have a feeling. Thank God.
I hope so.
I was really pissed. But I was so irritated when suddenly they were not working together anymore. And I know James Scott was very unhappy. James Scott was bitching about it in the press. He's like, what the hell is happening? He goes, he thought that was really stupid. And it didn't make sense because it was such a great build-up.
Yeah, it was like all of a sudden we had to go cold turkey. No E. Jill.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, whoa. We
have great chemistry together. Of course, Chandler Massey is just really great with whoever he is with.
He really is.
You know,
See, I think James was saying that he's one of the best young actors he's ever worked with, and he said it was so much fun to work with him, and every time he would go to some event, people would always ask him to see, and he's like, you know, people can really love them. So he didn't understand it at all. So he made himself known that he was not very happy about it.
Yeah. Well, and I'm impressed that the writers have finally, the show has finally figured out that, you know, Ijami has a lot of fans, and they've actually been tortured for 6 years. And again, we all know that nothing's ever really end game in soap operas. You're not on the air for 50 years and have an actual game end game, except for people like Beau and Hope and everything, you know. But I mean, you can sort of, so when you say end, or when I say end game, I say it in quotes, like.
They're going to be happy for just so long,
though. You know, the rooting couple, whether or not they stay together forever and ever, but, you know, it's like, you know, the rooting couple.
But you can see them being a super couple eventually down the line.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not too many other ones. You can't say that about too many other ones. When was the last time we had a super couple? Maybe Kayla and Pat, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Beau and Hope, I guess, or whatever.
Maybe Karen Austin.
Maybe Karen Austin, Yeah,
they're
like
Emilio and Jennifer
belong together.
Emilio and Jennifer.
Oh, no. But I mean, I can see EJ and Sammy being definitely.
Yeah. Well, I remember back last year, James had given an interview with one of the shows, and I remember him expressing his frustration that, you know, he felt like there was so much more story to tell for Ijami.
Mm-hmm.
But that it just, you know, he was like, but for whatever reason, it would appear that they don't want to write for that or whatever, you know. And so I'm glad whoever saw the light, I don't know who it was, and I'm actually really impressed with this Melissa Sammons that was in the credits for the last two episodes this week. That's
fantastic.
She obviously wrote the Ijami stuff. You know, who knows? Maybe she got her start in any Jimmy fanfic. We don't know. But anyway,
maybe they picked somebody from fanfic.
She obviously hit the nail on the head. From what, Marianne, from what you were saying, I haven't seen those actual scenes yet. But even though we know with Sammy there's always going to be bumps in the road, there's always going to be, you know, back and forth, but at least there's a payoff for the Ijami fans, and you know, and a couple that is one of the more interesting dynamic couples in Bay's recent history, you know, and it just seems like they would tease the Ijami fans, they'd get together, and then boom, a week later they're broken up already, you know, that kind of thing. So I hope that this is a long story, that it's not just, you know, for sweeps or something, and then, you know, back to the drawing board, but you know, I hope they have an opportunity to have some peaks and valleys within that story instead of bouncing back and forth between men and stuff, you know.
I think Allison Sweeney said a few weeks ago that she would probably be making a choice and that she was very happy with the choice that the writers went and did, and that it would be really, they were, as far as she knew, they had big plans for that. Of course, we didn't know who it was going to be. So I guess they really are focused on this right now. Obviously, you know, they're going to have problems down the road like any other couple. But
right.
I do think at this point, I have to say how much I love how cold Sammy's being to Rafe is making me so happy.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Like, and even
you know,
I like Rafe with other people. I just, you know, I like him with Nicole and stuff. I just, and, you know, it's just,
I don't like him with Sammy.
I just don't. And it's not because I'm a diehard Jammy, although I do like them. I just don't see the chemistry with those two. So, I think that'll be kind of fun to see her kick him to the curb. It'll be kind of fun to, I mean, you know, I feel kind of sorry for the guy, actually, but, you know, it's just silly that he's going back and forth. She's going back and forth between these two. I'm just hoping that they give it a nice, long story and that the Jammy fan, I haven't looked at the ratings lately, but haven't the ratings been up a little bit lately?
Yes.
And when will we know for this week?
This past week, only soap that was up was General Hospital, and they were up way big from last year, over 600,000 viewers from last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, all the other soaps were down, and Dave's still in the fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the week before that they did well in demos.
Yeah, that's right.
But yet they had the best ratings in 2 years.
About 2 years
week before. Yeah, that was week before.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm curious what, like, Thursday and Friday would, you know, the ratings.
Yeah.
Jammy,
yeah,
what they will be.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out. Ratings about a week later. So for the ratings from this past week, we'll probably get them on Friday. And I type them on the blog. Soap Opera Network actually pays to get the Nielsen ratings in their links. Yeah, that's how they always get them. They pay for them.
Oh.
So, but the ratings for this past, not this past week, but the week before, I had that on the blog if people want to check that out.
Yeah, I knew you usually posted them from Soap Opera Network, but I just wasn't sure. You know, I hadn't looked lately to see what the ratings were, and I was like,
Did anybody laugh at the fact that Gabby was so upset after Sammy was yelling at her that she couldn't even swallow any food? I thought that was so funny. I didn't feel sorry for Gabby at all. I'm like, she goes, Will always had a choice. I'm like, bullshit. I'm sorry, I didn't swear, but come on. Please. She's like talking at her butt at the time. Please. Oh, come on. She kept doing those stupid eyes, making her feel guilty and all this other stuff. I'm going to feel sorry for her. Because she knows how to use the guilt when it comes to Will. She really does know how to manipulate that. And he's got such a soft spot where Gabby's concerned, you know? I think he's a lot of guilt about what he put us through when he was struggling with being gay and they were dating and she was feeling pretty bad about herself and a lot of crap. You know what I mean? So I think he's very vulnerable when she's concerned. But the idea that, you know, she has to, like, oh, I should manipulate Will at all. I'm like, yeah, right, come on. Please. Like, that's like saying Nick didn't manipulate him all. You know what? And what was that line Sammy said to EJ? You know, Will's so trusting, which is weird because me and Lucas are his parents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what about
that
poor
so
Lucas?
Funny.
What are they going to, not better around?
He's going to leave me on next week, I know that.
Where does that leave him? Yeah.
Well, he's going to be busy, you know, trying to keep Will out of prison, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to be careful, you know. You don't go after Will in this town. It doesn't go well for you. It doesn't go well at all. Sammy will kick your butt. You think Sammy's being horrible now? Oh, just wait.
Well, correct me. When Rafe said he was going to handle Sammy.
Did you catch that part?
I know, that was a major eye roll.
Yeah.
Like she's making out with EJ right now on the couch, so how well are you controlling her right now? I mean, it's like, do you not know this girl? I mean, you've never been able to control her. And
no,
I think she went to EJ because I think she's tired of Rafe trying to control her in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I have to bring up Victor. I know Sarah's not around right now, but we didn't have a magic scene. But poor Victor has, like,
the dumbest male relative of pretty much anybody in Salem. First, he had Nicole there. Nicole there downloading stuff off of Brady's laptop onto her flash drive and getting caught.
Right.
They're just like, oh, geez, you know, what the hell is she doing there? And he's not buying her crap about, oh, I'm here to apologize to Brady.
Right.
And Daniel didn't buy her crap that she's here to apologize for Brady. But Brady bought it until, she got caught.
Well, it's because of Brady, because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm
then,
glad Brady at least put two and two together with Marlena saying that about the nose.
Right.
Yeah.
I just really love Kristen. The scene between Kristen and Nicole was just awesome. And what did Nicole said? So I'm like, you know, Brady's a great guy, but when it comes to women, he's really stupid. You know, what we've been saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that scene, which is great. It's like the two bitches going off one-on-one. I love both of them. But you don't know who's going to – you didn't know who's going to win it. And I liked that, you know?
Yeah.
And Coldest would not back down. I just loved it. And at one point, when she got caught by Brady, and she's, like, not apologizing for it at all, she's like, I would do it again.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool. Why?
Yeah, at least she didn't lie and say, oh, no, I learned my lesson. I won't do that again.
Look of horror on Eric's face.
Yeah, that's why I can't
that
really see
crap.
Them as a couple. You know, I think Nicole needs to find someone that's kind of like EJ but won't cheat on her, someone who knows who she is, accepts who she is, and, you know, isn't going to judge and try to change her. I think that's what she needs. I just think Eric is just not going to put up with her crap. You know?
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, this EJ kind of did put up with her crap a little bit. You know, I mean, he loved what she did for his campaign, getting him elected. And so I think Nicole needs someone who's non-judgmental, and Sammy needs someone who's non-judgmental, and so does EJ.
Uh-huh.
So, but, yeah, and then Victor was getting on Daniel because, you know, he has Chloe under his roof now, too. The poor Daniel. Poor Victor is surrounded by all these bimbos. He called Chloe a brazen hussy.
Hussy,
that was pretty funny.
That was great.
Yeah, he wasn't holding back, so. And then, Chloe, so dumb, she starts ripping on Jennifer to Maggie, of all people.
I thought that was weird because wasn't a few weeks ago Maggie was tearing down Jennifer saying how dare you know, all saying horrible things like you're using my son, you're hurting my son, and then suddenly she's like, Jennifer's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell is going on with Maggie?
Yeah.
If I wasn't a smart idea for Chloe to do that, but I kind of like the fact that there are people who don't actually like Jennifer because she's a little too perfect. I don't like the perfect characters that much. They're boring to watch. I like Kate, you know, much more interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just me.
Yeah, since I kind of had this argument on the blog this week, to me it's not about, oh, I should like this character because they committed the least amount of sins. I like a character who's entertaining. So to me, two entertaining characters like Nicole and Kristen fighting each other, I think is fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
and
I like that dynamic there, those two.
That's like an epic battle. I mean, what would you want to see, like, Nicole picking on Abby or something like that? I mean, that wouldn't be interesting. Because Abby wouldn't
know
what
that line? Yeah. What was that line Nicole said to Kristen? You're a phony bitch, and Kristen's like, takes one to no one. And like, yes. The zingers that went back and forth were so great. And I'm like, yes, thank God.
Kristen keeps winning. She keeps figuring it out. You know, she figured out Marlena. She figured out what Nicole did. That was, she keeps winning. Yeah.
I think that will change soon enough because she's...
And now Brady found that
obvious,
letter.
Yes, it's also blatantly obvious that Kristen is protesting a little too much, and I think she really does have feelings for Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to... You knew that was going to happen, but she's like, there's a reason why she's not anything to Brady. She keeps telling Stefano because he wants her to dump him, dump the idiot, as he keeps saying. And she doesn't keep making excuses, of course. But then again, you know, I guess who would want to dump Brady? He may not be smart, but, you know, he apparently he's pretty good in bed or something.
Mm-hmm. Elena should, like, if they want to defeat Chris, maybe they should just not do anything. You know?
Let
just,
her defend herself.
Yeah, let her hang herself, yeah. Maybe invite her over for dinner and pretend to be nice to her. Maybe, Brady's so stupid. You could tell him, oh, you know what, we just say we're going to accept your relationship with Kristen. And Brady's so dumb, he'll believe him. So, just do that and maybe, you know.
Didn't Victor say something like, you know, oh, you think she's changed, but everybody else is wrong when they're saying that she hasn't changed, she's the same person she's always been. But you're right, and they're all wrong. I'm like, thank you, Victor, for pointing out what we're all saying.
Mm-hmm.
You think he would listen to his relatives, like, you know what, maybe you need to listen to them a little more. They might know something a little more. But what I think is really stupid about Brady, was it like next week, I think I was in some magazine, where he gets mad because she's dating, like, Sammy's dating EJ. I'm going, hello, you're dating Kristen. Shut up, Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? I just don't understand how he could judge at all. Come on. Please.
It doesn't make any sense. You'd say both Kristen and EJ are homicidal. They both try to kill people. They're both Ramirez. I mean, can you really say one's worse than the other? Not really.
No.
So, I mean, and Sammy's not exactly an angel either. I mean, I think she can handle EJ. You know, Brady, I don't think he can handle Kristen at all. He just has no clue. Sammy knows what she's getting with EJ. Brady has no clue what he's getting with Kristen. So, that's funny.
You know something's wrong when Sammy's freaking out, going, oh, God, this is not good. You know what I mean? That should be your first clue something's wrong. Come on, Sammy, of all people, if she's saying something like that, I'd be like, I might listen to Sammy saying it. I mean, come on, she would know better than anyone who's manipulative and who's lying.
Did we miss anything? So Nicole had an attempt to bring down Kristen that didn't last. I thought it was kind of clever, too. They had Brady act like it worked. I thought that was funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love seeing how pissed he got.
So we have another good week of the show. It's only like 3 weeks in a row now, so pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the spoiler picks. We have John Stefano this week. John tracked down Stefano in Europe. Stefano and Kate scene. Stefano does something to like piss off Kate.
Wait, what's gonna piss off Kate?
There's something about Stefano does something that kind of surprises Kate.
A couple years ago, Stefano gave her some sort of hot car. I can't remember what it was. It was a red something or other. What was it? For Valentine's Day. I'm guessing she's not going to be getting a hot car this year. Maybe she's good.
No.
I'm trying to think if anything else happened.
I think that was pretty much it, I think.
But it was a pretty good week, I have to say.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been consistently now for, 3 weeks now? Two, three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see what February sweeps is going to be like. Kind of excited for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Change. I mean, usually they do well before or after sweeps, and it's like they're off on their sweeps calendar, and the month of the actual sweeps is like snooze fest, you know? Seems like sometimes. But I think February is going to be full of interesting stuff, it sounds like. So, yay.
Oh, one thing before I forget, the one thing I always thought was really weird is it's obvious that Sammy wanted to have sex with EJ, and he's like hesitating. I'm going, why is he hesitating?
He doesn't want another kid. No, I'm kidding.
When's the last time you had sex?
You know the formula? You have sex with Sammy, you have a kid. I mean, come on. The magical Demira sperm knows no bounds.
Yes, use some birth control, please.
Please.
I don't want another kid with her. Come on, she's going to be a grandmother, okay? No. Okay, please.
Yeah. Oh, EJ's going to be such a lovely step-grandfather.
I know, right?
That's funny.
So now, does anyone want to start taking
EJ
guess on what Hernandez Fallon's baby's name going to be? Anyone want to start?
So the baby's name. It's a girl.
Yeah,
the
girl's name?
Yes.
It's going to be Ariana. I will bet money on that.
It better be Horton, damn it.
Yeah. It's going to have to be some sort of, sentimental.
A Horton name?
Yeah.
I think it's
Ariana.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be Ariana.
Ariana.
Oh, I hated Ariana, so no.
After
that's a good point, Carrie. She probably will.
How do you not name your daughter after your dead sister?
That's true.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what
to... Well, we'll start the pool. We'll start the betting pool on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even think of what else they would do. I mean, we don't even know Gabby's mother's name.
It's
no.
And her mother doesn't.
I don't think they ever mentioned it.
Yeah, you know, her mother is not happy with the pregnancy to begin with, so that'd be kind of weird. They're not going to name it after Sammy, so...
No.
No.
Yeah, they don't really
know.
Horton.
And I do not want that kid's last name to be Fallon. It better be Horton, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I'll have to smack Gabby, I swear to God.
Well, that's
I'm
the thing.
I'm really hoping by the time the baby's born, she'll wake the hell up and realize, hey, she's involved with a complete psycho.
Yeah. I really can't think of anything else would be. You know, so we don't know anybody else close to Gabby. And I don't know.
Anyway, deep thought.
Yeah.
Things that keep me up at night. What will Gabby's daughter's name be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're, Jen recommended Rafaela, but I
oh,
hope
God,
we already
no. uh-uh.
we already hit two dead babies, you know, with
yes.
Rafe's name in it.
Yeah.
That baby would have no prayer they named it after Rafe.
I was going to say, that's the kiss of death, literally. Good point.
God.
Yeah, don't name it Daniela either. So, no babies after Daniel.
No, please no.
So, okay. Well, yeah, girls, I think it's time to wrap it up.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Hey, follow Lauren Coslow on Twitter at Lauren Coslow and Lauren Coslow fan club page. Check it out. Lots of great photos from the set and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Ian Buchanan is Kilt Trip USA.
Mm-hmm.
And Teo Penglis. Teo Penglis.
Mm-hmm.
anybody else we want to pimp? At Diva of Duel. You already pimped that.
Yeah, and please make sure to come back here on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday evening for my Nadia interview.
Oh, yeah.
Nadia interview, sir. Yes, so please come back. Tuesday and see what Nadia had to say. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ms. Chloe, take us some questions.
Yeah,
I want you to ask her if she ever sees J. Kenneth Johnson out, you know, like out and about, or if she ever meets up with him. Because
yeah.
I miss him.
Mm-hmm. Especially when he was looking like Sawyer a few months ago. Remember those pictures we had on the blog? He grew his hair long and had a beard. He looked like Sawyer from Lost.
Huh.
Oh, you didn't see those?
Wow.
Holy cow.
Ooh,
oh my gosh!
I did not see those. I have to get back and look at that. Yikes!
Oh, you don't know. Oh man, I don't think he ever looked better. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look that up. I've been missing me from Philip.
Okay, girl. Thanks again. Oh, Amanda, you didn't pimp your Twitter handle. Why don't you go? The only person we didn't pimp.
Okay, it's at Eric Loves Sookie.
Eric loves Sookie, so go find her command on that. Okay. We'll
all
see
right.
you guys next week, and hopefully show's good this week coming up, too.
All All right.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
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 Bye.